everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things, Inspiration and Motivation. From music, movies, memories, and more. This is Tuesday, November the 10th, and we are sharing with you all week, this week, a special Veterans Day salute, and we're going to do it all week. Sharing with you a special interview conducted by the University of Memphis with my father, Charles L. Whetstone, Sr., who happened to live in Memphis at that time. So this is several years ago before he passed away, and we were glad. Actually, it was about 7 months before he passed away when he was asked to do this interview, and I'm glad he did. He put down his thoughts, and sometimes they're a little erratic, and I've done a little bit of editing, but you know, it's not bad for an 82-year-old man sharing a story that happened to him when he was 19 years old. And that's when he was taken prisoner of war in 1944. And so this is his story, and I'm letting him tell you his story in his own words. And I hope you enjoyed part one yesterday. Today is part two, a little bit more of his story about being in England. Their air base was there, and they would fly the missions from there. And you'll hear on this story how he was on today's part of the broadcast. You will hear how he was shot down by the Germans and taken captive. And then we'll share more of this every day this week. So I hope you're enjoying it. We are brought to you by Plexus Worldwide. I am an independent Plexus ambassador, and that's what keeps these podcasts coming. And so if you'll go to plexuschuck.com, you can look at my products, and I'd love for you to sample them. If you have never tried Plexus Slim, I think you will love it. It's helped me stop my cravings for Dr. Pepper and sweets. And again, I'm losing weight as I talk right now. And so go there, and all month of November 2015, we have free shipping on everything. So if you want to just try one of the 7-day trial packs, you get free shipping. If you want to get Plexus Slim for a month, that's free shipping. If you want to become an ambassador and you purchase a welcome packet, which contains a lot of the products and helps you get your business started, that's shipping is free. And it'll save you a ton of money, I promise you. So go to plexuschuck.com. Thank you for supporting me as I am able to share these podcasts with you. All right, so here's my dad sharing his story in part two of an interview with a World War II POW.
How many missions had you flown any missions up to that time that you got
hurt?
Oh,
yeah. I flew a total of 5. Mm-hmm. And the last one was halfway. That's enough to get the air medal. Mm-hmm.
But when you were injured on the bicycle and missed the next flight, next mission, had you already flown missions before that?
Yes.
Okay.
And a lot of time when they start you out, they put you in as a spare, you know, and some other crew that knows what they're doing, maybe.
Well, how long were you in the hospital with your bicycle injury?
Another one day. I kept watching for the planes to come in, you know, and they didn't show. Then there's a straggler come in, maybe another straggler, and there should have been maybe 15 planes come in. And we just got a very few of them. Mm. And I says, I wonder if they'd been shot down it, and they had. Mm-hmm. And the Air Force lost 100 planes that day with 10 men apiece on.
What was the target? I mean, I know there's probably various targets, but what was the concentrated targets they were headed towards? Were they going into Germany or?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not too far. You go over France and then
sure.
Germany. And, of course, they go different routes and so forth. And we do the best we can, but there's one situation that you cannot do is to see through the sun. Mm-hmm. These German fighter planes, Luftwaffe and mm-hmm. Messerschmitt, they would get up in the sun mm-hmm. and make a dive down on you, and you couldn't see them. Mm-hmm. Just couldn't do it.
Yeah. At this point, were y'all beyond Allied fighter escort distance, or were y'all still being escorted at that point?
I don't remember no escort for us. But the fighter goes so much faster than we do. Mm-hmm. The only one that I really liked to steer around was a P-38. It would cut off one engine and fly right along with us. But now that we have some other good planes. Mm-hmm. So when you get over enemy territory, you just better look out. On this particular day, the ground group had shot that flak up there and hit us. One engine gone. After a while, two engines gone. We don't have a four. Then the pilot came on and says, that was Lieutenant Wong. He was the pilot that day. And he said, we're going to ditch out on the North Sea. Well, now I knew right quick that that's not smart. We're going to ditch. Well, I got up out of that old turret and come back then put on my parachute, because you can't wear that thing down there in that ball turret.
Right.
And I put on my parachute and I went to the back door and pulled a rip cord, and the door fell off, which was supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I get ready to go out and meet something. And when I did, I just couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just couldn't do it. And so I asked this guy behind me there, I said, would you kick me out? He did. Oh, yeah. So I've always been told to count to 10 before you pull that parachute cord. Well, I got brave. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and pulled it and nearly broke my neck.
Was the reason to count to 10 more to get you out of the slipstream of the aircraft?
Yeah.
Get you away from it?
Well, it was rough. And then when I get down lower, I see over a sea. I didn't think much about it, but generally you die in the North Sea. Well, I kept swinging these cords on that, tried to go to land. I didn't know where land was. And when I landed, I hit so hard that it knocked me out.
Mm-hmm.
But when I stood up, it was just waist deep.
Hmm.
I saw those Germans. I didn't know who they were. I didn't know what country I was in.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't come out and get me. They made me do it by myself.
Mm.
So the first thing I decided is, I can't win this war by myself. I had a shoulder holster, brand new gun, and I took that thing and I slung it out in that water.
Yeah.
And then the shoulder holster, I got rid of it because they'd know I had a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So I see two people on the beach. They didn't even tell me to come to them or nothing. Oh, I guess it was maybe a quarter of a mile out in the water. Maybe not that much. But anyway, I started wading in. And when I got there, it was a German soldier with a bayonet and one of the town's people out there.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't act disturbed, because I guess they've done that a lot of times. So when I got out there, I says, is this Belgium? Nix, 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 nix. It says, Deutschland. Well, I didn't know what Deutschland meant. So I had on a zoot suit.
Mm-hmm.
No normal clothes at all, with an electric plug on. So I followed him on into town. But the first thing is that they were nice to me there, mm-hmm. and they pointed that away to go that away, and I didn't know it that I was fixed to walk across a minefield. It says Achtung Minen.
Hmm.
So I thought that was nice. They told me nix, and I had to go the other way, and I had to walk into town, mm-hmm. and I hadn't heard a word of English, well, for hours. This old handlebar mustache man is on a bicycle. He was police.
Mm-hmm.
He got up in front of my face and cussed me out in English as perfect as you ever heard. Mm-hmm. I never heard of such a cussing. He gave me. They don't like it because they're bumming their places.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So when they got some of us rounded up from different places, maybe 20 or 30 miles apart,
mm-hmm.
we had to go in to some place to stay the night. Then they finally gathered some of these other crew up and put them with us. Then they carried us to jail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many days we stayed there, maybe just one. But anyway, they said, you're going to Dulag Luft, which is the interrogation place in Frankfurt. So when we got on the train and went to the Frankfurt, Germany rail area, and they took us outside, and the people out there, they hated us.
Mm-hmm.
And they hated us, and we was glad those Germans around. Still had on my zoot suit. And I don't think I had any shoes because I'd used mittens or something in there with that electrical current.
Sure.
And so I took that, and people looked at us and they cussed us and everything, and mostly in German, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But Frankfurt's a big place. And they carried us to the place where they interrogate you. And it was quite busy. It had a lot of people in there. And when I went in there, didn't you give me that watch? She gave me a watch for Christmas or something. And I had it on my arm. And they said, we want everything. Well, I decided I wasn't going to give them that watch. We told you to give us that watch. Got it anyhow. Then they said, we got a nice little place for you. It's
Solitary.
Mm-hmm.
And they carried me into this one place setting for one person. Didn't even have a light. I didn't know whether it was a bear in there or what, or snakes or whatever. And they just left me in there. Dark. So you see things that's not there.
Right.
So
your mind,
yeah,
tells you that.
So the next day they let me out of there, but I'd been in there, I believe, a day.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went in before the young interrogating officer. He speak perfect English and German.
Mm-hmm. Was he regular German army, or was he Gestapo or SS?
I don't know at that time. I didn't know the difference.
Okay.
But I think they kept me down there a week.
Hmm.
No, after I got to see him, he started reading me off all my history. Where I was in the Air Force, what position, all this stuff, and all that stuff. Say, we know more about you than you do. And he had something from some magazine here. He had proof that he knew. Somebody was taking that magazine and sending it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from the States.
Mm-hmm.
I said, all I'm allowed to give you is name, rank, and serial number. Oh, he got mad. He does everybody. I said, go back to solitary. So I went back for not long. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we had an air raid, and they took us out of the cells, carried us out to what they call a bum shelter down below, part of it down below mm-hmm. ground. Our group was dropping 500 POMs over Frankfurt, and that's quite an experience. After that, they decided to send us to, it was East Prussia then, but actually it's Estonia. Mm-hmm. Estonia.
Estonia now.
And we went up there by a long train ride, and it sure was cold.
You forgot about the sending the telegram to me that you were killed.
Oh. She had got a telegram that I was killed in action. Mm-hmm. But that was after I got...
interrogated.
This was after, no. I didn't hear that.
No.
But anyway, the Germans, since my name could be said as Jewish mm-hmm. or German, if it's Wettstein, I don't know, it's one of the, and one's Wettstein.
Right.
And I think they thought I was a Jew. Hmm. If they did, one hadn't killed me right then. But they didn't. They sent back a report that he was killed in action. The guy that's in that interrogation center.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that tears the family up if they do.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to this podcast today. I hope you enjoyed hearing my dad continually telling his story in an interview conducted by Carl Brown of the University of Memphis, conducted in 2006. And tomorrow we'll continue with part 3 on Veterans Day. It'll be part 3, a continuation where he talks about more of his trials being a POW in Germany. You know, they kept him at different places. He was at two different camps, actually. One was called Luft 6, and one was Luft 4. You'll hear about these as he talks. He doesn't always name them, but that's where he was. And you can look that up on Google or whatever. But these were places where they kept Air Force people would stay at one camp, and Army people would stay at another place, and they kept them separated. I don't know, but that's what they did. All right, so stay tuned for tomorrow's podcast, and it'll feature my dad on part 3 of an interview with a POW. All right, until tomorrow, Chuck Whitstone signing off. Bye-bye.